Have you ever wondered how to breathe in yoga? Well, then this video is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with the teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, then be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications, because in the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every single day for our New Year 30-Day Yoga Challenge. And it's going to be some of the most requested content that we get. Day 11, you're going to get a video on how to reduce stress. Day 12, you're going to get a video on how to relax with yoga. And then on day 13, you're going to get a video on how to do yoga stretches for your back pain. So if this sounds like something that interests you, then be sure to subscribe. And thank you for subscribing and pressing that little bell so you don't miss a single video in our 30-day challenge this month. And also remember to click show more, because I've got lots of goodies for you in the show notes underneath. So improper breathing causes many problems, including back pain, high blood pressure, headaches, heart disease, chronic pain, hypertension, epilepsy, asthma, panic attacks, coronary heart disease, and COPD. We live in a world of control, and this seeps into actually controlling our breathing and holding our bellies. We wear tight, constrictive clothes that do not allow us to breathe properly. And we also do so much, and all of these things contribute to us not breathing properly. In July of 2017, the Journal of Cardiology found that slow breathing exercise, like the ones that we're going to do today, reduced the resting heart rate and blood pressure in randomized controlled trials. And if you click that show more, I'll link directly to that trial. In September of 2017, the Journal of Sport Rehabilitation found that breathing exercises were effective at reducing pain and improving the quality of life for non-specific back pain. Now, that's also in the show notes, the link to that study. A 2016 study in the journal called Perspectives in Psychiatric Care reported that diaphragmatic breathing effectively reduces anxiety in their test groups. So it's no wonder that people want to know how to do yoga breathing. So today I'm going to show you a couple of hatha yoga poses. I think I'm actually maybe only going to show you one, to open up your body so that you're going to be able to breathe more easily. And then we're going to do a short breathing exercise called the Essential Breath by a fabulous yoga teacher called Donna Farhi. But first, I'm going to recommend a related breath yoga class to you, since people have been requesting classes. So if you are a member, I would highly recommend Storing Your Energy for the Day, which is a class that uses the slow-mo ball. It's a 20-minute class that will restore the suppleness of your torso and respiratory myofascia. If this area is stiff, then you'll be in a perpetual state of sympathetic dominance known as fight or flight. And the sympathetic portion of your nervous system is catabolic. That means it tears down your body, it uses your body's energy for fuel and activation, and it leaves you exhausted. So in that class, we access your parasympathetic portion of your nervous system through your upper and lower dantian to create an energy storehouse. So this part of your nervous system is anabolic, meaning that it builds up and repairs your body. So that's a fabulous class. It's in that show more part, the direct link for our members. If you're not a member, then I would recommend the 1 hour opening your body organically to breath video. And again, that link will be in the show notes as well. So all you have to do is click show more. So this is a fabulous beginner level hatha yoga class, which focuses on side bends as well as some breathing techniques to open up your breath. Okay, so let's get into opening up your body for breath, and well, then we'll do Donna Farhi's essential breath. So my favorite way to open your body to breath is with side bends. And one of my favorite side bends with Hatha Yoga is gate pose or Parigasana. And this is a fabulous pose that will open up all those intercostals between your ribs so that you can take in a nice deep breath into those lower lobes of your lungs. So let's try gate pose. So you're going to come to standing on your knees and just lengthwise on your mat like this. And what you're going to do is stand on your left knee, take your right leg out to your side, and then you're going to inhale and take your arms overhead. And then you'll just side bend over your long leg. If your hand lands on your knee like mine, you're just going to bend your elbow. And you want to really open up your left shoulder so that you're getting into your side body on your left side. And then we're going to come up and we'll try this pose on the other side. So this time you'll stand on your right knee, take your left leg out to the side. It's nice to level off your hips to the ground, but also front and back. And then inhale, reach up, exhale, up and over, open up your right shoulder here. Breathing into the side ribs, almost like imagining a fish gills opening. And then your body's nice and prepared for that essential breath that we're going to do. And the way we're going to do it is lying down on your back with your knees bent and feet flat on the floor so your belly can really relax and so that you can have the help of gravity as well. So press into your feet, tuck your tailbone under, relax your pelvis down, tuck your shoulder blades under. And if I were you, I would put your hands on your lower belly just to help you connect with your breath a little bit more. And then just relax. Let all the tension flow out of your body, down and into the earth. Breathing in and out through your nose. And over the next few breaths, you're just going to start to pay attention to your breath out. Notice when you pay attention to your breath out that it naturally starts to get longer. And this is without controlling it or even trying to do anything. And then also notice how at the end of the breath out, there is a natural pause or a rest. So you could continue with this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You could stay with it for half an hour. You could rest for a long time with this. So press the pause button on the video. Stay with this for as long as you like. When it feels complete, you can bend your knees, roll to your side, and come up to seated. So if you made it all the way to the end of the video today, then make sure you put in the comments, "I took time to pause and rest today." Thank you so much for being here with us. If you know somebody who would benefit from this video, please feel free to share it with them. And thanks so much for pressing like as well. And I will see you tomorrow. I think we have a video for stress tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Namaste.